From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young.
And I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, we'll talk about how Sanford, Florida is preparing for the verdict in the George Zimmerman trial.
But first to Moscow, where accused NSA leaker Edward Snowden is again asking Russia for asylum until he can figure out a way to fly to one of several Latin American countries that have offered him a place to go. Snowden has been holed up in the transit area at the international airport in Moscow for almost 3 weeks. Today, he met with Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch. That meeting happened behind closed doors at the airport. Snowden, of course, is wanted in the U.S. because of secrets he leaked about National Security Agency surveillance programs. The BBC's Oleg Boldarev joins us from Moscow to talk about what happened there today. Oleg, welcome.
Hello.
So first of all, tell us the scene at the airport in Moscow. There were reporters and police, very busy. Describe it to us. What was happening there?
There was another set of journalists enough to fill a good jumbo plane on the way somewhere else where Mr. Snowden would have gone, but not going now. Obviously, journalists were not admitted to this meeting, which Mr. Snowden held with human rights activists and lawyers and one parliamentarian. And they were very anxiously waiting for any comments or news. And finally, they came via Twitter accounts. It was reported that Mr. Snowden decided to renew his bid for asylum in Russia. It's not, it seems, his first country of choice, but he has to do it because he's not able to travel to Latin America, where he also was offered asylum.
Well, Oleg, why is Edward Snowden renewing his asylum request to Russia now?
We don't even know whether this is a formal renewal or what formal steps he needs to take. The situation went as follows. On the 30th of June, he filed a host of asylum applications, which were sent to the embassies of various countries in Russia. And obviously, there was an application addressed to the Russian authorities. And then, immediately after that, Russian President Vladimir Putin said that Russia is ready to give Edward Snowden asylum with one important condition. He has to stop activities which are harming interests of our American partners, as Vladimir Putin put it. And immediately after that, Edward Snowden indicated he's no longer interested. Now, obviously, he is now interested in asylum in Russia, but whether this means that he will need to give some concrete and very hard assurances that he stops his publications, he stops his disclosures, he stops the whistleblowing, that's not clear at the moment.
And I'm seeing on Twitter a tweet from Tanya Lokshina of the Russian Office of Human Rights Watch, who says that Snowden says the only way he can have guaranteed safety to stay temporarily in Russia is with asylum, so he's asking for it. So that view from a Human Rights Watch representative in Russia. But Oleg, do you have any sense that Russia will grant him asylum? Have officials said anything about this request?
Well, they're still trying to be vague, perhaps on purpose. A presidential spokesman said that hypothetically, yes, Snowden can still get asylum, but Federal Migration Service said that they received no document from him. It is obvious that Russia is in a difficult position. It was trying not to take sides. Russian officials obviously wanted Snowden to go, as this would guarantee least headache for them. But now it seems Moscow has to make a choice whether to defy American pressure or whether to be seen as submitting to it.
So, Oleg, the Russian government and Vladimir Putin may be in a somewhat awkward position now, but what about Edward Snowden himself? Did he say anything about what, you know, he's done to the Russian officials that he met with today?
No, he did not elaborate, it seems. He voiced his concern. He defined his position. He indicated he's in a pretty desperate position. He said he wants the freedom of travel. It would seem to me he meant the physical freedom to travel beyond this transit lounge. His wider plans still remain unknown.
That's the BBC's Oleg Boldarev reporting to us from Moscow. Oleg, many thanks.
Thank you.